just a kid, a little redhead, pug-nosed kid. And though he was his mother's pride and joy, he was worse than Peck's bad boy. I lived right next door, beside the village grocery store, and we went to school together in those days of yore. Freckles was his name. He always used to get the blame for every broken window pane. Oh, how they'd yank him, then spank him. He would tease the girls when in school he'd pull their curls. And though his marks were lower than kids much lower, his mark was perfect with the old bean blower. People used to coax young Freckles not to play his jokes. The way he'd fool the village folks, it was a shame. And when the teacher found a tack on her chair, though 100 children were there, everybody said, Freckles, he always got the blame. In a marble game, he'd never miss his aim. Spinning tops, that kid was sure to win. His top had the longest spin. At the swimming place, you'd always see his grinning face. And down at the old church picnic, he'd win every race. Freckles was his name. He always used to get the blame for every broken window pane. Oh, how they'd fan him, then tan him. He would tease the girls when in school he'd pull their curls. He wasn't much on study, but find old Buddy. The other fella's nose was always bloody. People used to coax young Freckles not to play his jokes. The way he'd fool the village folks, it was a shame. And when a dog had tin can tied to his tail, it was never known to fail. Everybody said, Freckles, he always got the blame.